Hey everyone, this is Dallas Thurman.
This is Valentina Parra.
This is Giselle Martinez.
And this is Alan Honecker.
And welcome back to Discount EDU, a podcast where we talk about our experiences as Figley, or first-generation low-income students at Northwestern.
In today's episode, we will be talking about applying to universities like Northwestern and how we felt going through the application process.
Let's get into it.
Yeah! So, guys, did you guys apply ED or RD to Northwestern?
Well, yes. I applied the way God intended. Right. Regular decision. I actually applied through Questbridge, and I was too scared to do the match, but I only ranked one college. I will not be disclosing which college. Let's just say I got deferred to early decision, and then I got deferred to regular decision, and then I got deferred to rejected. So, do with that what you will. Yeah. Well, actually,
all right.
I'm glad I didn't go there. It's not their loss. We just weren't meant to be, you know? Sometimes life, and then after, and then yes.
Indeed. Okay, just like Valentina, I also used Questbridge, except I did do the match, and the match is binding, so essentially you rank up to 15 colleges, and then you can match with whichever one you end up ranking highest, and it's binding, so you have to go there. So I kind of did ED, but not in the traditional way.
I know I applied RD because, I was too scared of the commitment aspect of ED. I just didn't want to get tied to a school. And also, I was really dreading doing supplementals. So, RD gave me more time to figure my stuff out.
I applied regular decision, partly because I was scared of being binded, but also because during early decision, I wasn't even considering applying to Northwestern. So, yeah.
Yeah, I used Common App, not Questbridge. I thought about Questbridge for the financial aspect of it, but as I said, I was too scared to commit to a school, so I just did Common App. And honestly, as the time went on, I wanted to know more about like where I was going. Like, I was getting impatient, so I thought about doing, I don't know, NYU has like ED2 or like ED round, I don't know how to say it, like ED2. So I was like, oh, let me do that. But my mom talked me out of it, because I was really interested in NYU or USC and then Northwestern, but I didn't end up getting into USC or NYU, so...
Yeah. They're lost. They fumbled. They don't know you like I do.
I mean, Northwestern is better for journalism.
It is. It's also better in general.
Yeah.
Go Cats! but how was your reaction when you were accepted?
I didn't really react, to be honest. If you know me, I'm not really one for really any type of reaction, to be honest. I'm pretty monotone. And I was also in Ireland at the time that decisions came out, because I was on a trip with... My school has this program where you can sign up to go across the country... Not country. Like, out of the country. out of the country for spring break, and I signed up for Ireland, so that's where I was. And we were at group dinner, and I was like, oh, my portal has the update. So I logged in, and I don't really know what I was thinking before I opened it. I think that was like the day after I got rejected from USC, so I was like, I don't know what to think. But I opened it, and then I saw the confetti, and I was like, oh, like, I really just said, oh, guys, I got in, and everyone was like, oh, my God, and then I was just sitting there, and we were at dinner, so I didn't really have any feelings towards it, except, like, oh, this is probably where I'm going to end up anyway, so now I know where I'm going. And I called my mom. I don't know what the time difference was, but she was awake. And I called her. Well, actually, I texted her the screenshot. I didn't even call her. And then she called me. And she was crying. And she was like, oh. Yeah. But I wish I would have gotten it on video if we were together. Because I knew she would have spell out.
I love D-Mother.
D-Mother. I would have loved to watch, like, a comp... You know how those videos come out of people reacting to their college decisions?
I was trying to do that. Oh, I was trying to make a YouTube video, and then I gave
it would have been so funny, just like, oh, I got in.
I have the video, actually.
Of Northwestern?
Yeah.
I recorded all of my decisions... All of my decisions except for Northwestern. Wow. And I love telling this story because it's so, like, it makes me feel proud of myself because I really did not believe I was going to get in. I didn't record it because I was just like, oh, like, why, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how much I didn't think I would get in. And now I'm here. And it's just like, I'm hugging myself. You can't see, but I'm hugging myself. It's just so cute and exciting that I have the opportunity to be in a vocal booth today with such amazing and wonderful bright beings. So very grateful for the opportunity to be a cat.
For me, I was like super excited because the thing about QuestBridge is that like it's a 4-wide scholarship, so if you match, then like no money has to be spent going to the college. So that, like, took a lot of financial burden off of me and my family. So I was, like, super excited. I did film myself because, you know, I film everything I do. Like, I'm a big, like, vlogger, I guess.
You dabble in journalism.
I dabble in it a little bit.
So that's a YouTube channel, then.
I actually did have a YouTube channel. I'm not going to get into it, though. I'm
looking her up as we speak.
It's not my name. But I filmed my reaction. I was freaking out. And then I filmed my mom's reaction, and she was also freaking out.
I wish... Can we see those videos?
Maybe. One day. I don't know. Probably not. We'll see.
A podcast special on Aaron's videos.
But then I filmed my mom, and she was freaking out. And then, like, I didn't film my other family members' reactions, but they were all proud of me. But they weren't around at the time. My mom was the only one, like, at home, so that's why I filmed her reaction specifically. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was exciting for me.
So when I got my Northwestern decision, it was a pretty bad day for me. I had a lot of pain. I was dying in my room, like, quite literally. On my
quite
side.
Literally?
No, like, yeah, it was a bad day. Whatever. I was really sick. So I was actually home alone also at the time that I opened my decisions. I opened it on my phone, like, laying down sideways on my phone. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was in so much pain, but, like, I was super excited. Like, I low-key forgot I was sick for a second, but it was really, like, I was very excited, and I wanted to call my parents, but I waited for them to get home, and they were also really excited, so...
You straight up cured the pain.
Yeah,
you came back from the death, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's two different reactions, like, getting into the school and then seeing your financial aid package. Because I remember when I opened mine up, I didn't even see that, like, the financial aid was at the bottom. Like, I was like, oh, when are they going to send me, like, what I got? And then I checked the letter, like, 2 days later, and then I saw, I was like, oh. And then I sent it to my mom, and she was like, oh, my God. She got a full ride. She was like, oh. Yeah. It was really my mom's, like, well, I won't say it was her dream, but she definitely is the more emotional person in my reaction.
She carries.
Yeah. I was in the back of a car, and my entire car... I went to school, as I have said, and will continue to say every day for the rest of my life, because I can't seem to shut up about this. But I was coming back, crossing the border from San Diego to Tijuana, and my entire carpool was asleep. The car was silent. And I just got it, and I had adopted an attitude when... applying to universities that no acceptance or no rejection would define me. I wouldn't think I was better than anyone because I got into any college or think I was less deserving of something because I didn't get in. I just put my best foot forward and hope for the best. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Let's do this. And then I open it expecting nothing, genuinely nothing. Hoping for a wait list, you know? And I'm just reading, like, congratulations. You can't see right now, but I'm making a face that captures my
shock,
bewilderment. Yeah. I was going to say bewilderment.
Oh,
shock doesn't
bad.
Get it. What a...
I apologize.
And I'm kind of like, I just say, bro. And then the girls in front of me, they're like, what? I'm like, I just got into Northwestern. And they're like, for real? And I'm like, yeah. And we all went to sleep after that. My parents don't know what Northwestern is. They didn't know, at least. And it wasn't until we visited that they really caught on to how great this was. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone back home really cared at first. Then they did, but they were just like, oh, Northwestern in Boston? And yeah, Northeastern.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about your financial aid? I mean, I already said I felt pretty good about it. So.
Mayor and Honaker felt really great.
Yeah, I also felt pretty good about it.
My financial aid it's not the best, I guess, but it's definitely better than anything I got from anywhere else. So I was pretty happy about that. My parents were pretty happy about that. Especially when you compare, like, the other option, which was UT Austin.
They scammed me. That's all I'm going to say. I got a certain amount of... Well, that's not all I'm going to say, but I was at a certain amount of money. And then I went to the school, committed, put my deposit, went in, and it's another amount of money. Or they were charging me for more stuff that I wasn't aware that I was going to be charged. So I am pretty angry because I could have been somewhere else with a big fat refund. And anyway, so much love for everyone working in financial aid. I know there's only so much you can do. Love you. Maybe. Love you.
How'd you guys feel? Well, I know you guys did Questbridge, but I don't know how that works. But how did you pick your essay topic? Because I know Common App has that big essay that you have to do. I'm guessing Questbridge has something similar.
I can explain it. So, like, essentially, the way the National College Match thing works, at least, is first you have to fill out Questbridge's specific application. So it's not to a specific college, it's just Questbridge as a whole. And they have, like, 3 short answer questions and then, like, a longer one. And, like, you don't get much of a choice. Like, there's not much options. You kind of just the 3 and then the 1. So you have to do those. So there's no choice there. And then, like, if they accept you from that application, you become a finalist. And then you can rank up to 15 colleges. And then you have to do each college that you rank's, like, individual application. Mm-hmm. So I had to do, like, the Why Northwestern for Northwestern. UChicago has, like, one specific to them. And then all the other colleges that I ranked. So.
Yeah, I think that's pretty similar to Common App.
Except, like, for Questbridge, you had to write a lot of more, like, multiple personal statements differing in length. But I guess our privilege was that for some schools, they didn't ask for supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So that was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, how many schools did you guys apply to? I applied to 15. That was my cutoff.
28.
I ranked 5.
Actually?
Yeah, oh. I'm so serious. Do you think I was lying before?
I thought it was
rude,
and then I thought it was a joke.
No. I fully applied to 28 schools. I was really trying to get that money. So you understand when I chose Northwestern over all the other schools I applied to and got into, that the financial aid was not what I was told it was going to be.
I ranked 5 colleges for Questbridge, but then, like, outside of Questbridge, I think I applied to, like, 3, like, in-state colleges.
I applied to 8.
You ate that.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I? That was bad. Unless.
Yeah, my essay was about, like, a component of it was being Black.
Real. You are.
Well, that's not the word you said. But it was about, like, Black. There was this thing that happened in my school, you know, boarding school. When the whole, like, Black Lives Matter movement was getting a lot of traction, there was, like, oh, can you kneel at football games or whatever? And the head of schools, or, like, basically a principal of our school was like, oh, like, you can't. Like, they kind of switched up because during the COVID year, since no one came to the games because of COVID, they're like, oh, you can do whatever. And then the next year, they said, oh, you can't, since now people are going to see that you're actually kneeling. So that was, like, a big issue. So I wrote a story about it for the newspaper, and then I kind of talked about how how I found my voice through writing a story for the newspaper and showcasing my ties to Black culture. I don't know. I just talked about how journalism has helped me grow.
Oh, okay, but
that's beautiful.
So I was catering to what I wanted to major in, basically. You have to know how to play people. Yeah.
Well, yes.
I mean, it was all true, but I kind of wrote about something else. You just have to know what to write about. Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful essay topic. The way you had described it to me before, you didn't do it justice. Now you did it justice. That's beautiful. Wow. Mine was just... It was a good essay. It was really good. But it's not an essay that I can share with a lot of people without taking stuff out. Mm-hmm. But it was just all about me. It wasn't a story. It was just kind of, this is who I am. Boom. 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 And then conclusion.
There was a lot of writings you had to do for QuestBridge. Like, I talked about, like, what classes I would take if I got into any of the classes. I talked about, like, how COVID was for me. That was, like, a big topic in my essays. I talked about my love for writing, obviously, because if I didn't major in journalism, I would have majored in creative writing. So that was, like, a big thing for me. So kind of like what Dallas said, is, like, catering to whatever you want to major in. And then I talked about, like, navigating life as, you know, a marginalized person, which is, you know, always a fun topic. So, yeah.
You're oppressed, just don't.
Just don't be oppressed, actually. Yeah.
Just wrong podcast.
Just stop.
It's literally not that hard.
My essay also, I feel like it got really personal, which isn't something I intended in my first drafts, and I did also cater to my major. I don't really want to talk about what it was about, but my strategy was definitely like, you know, being authentic and being true to, like, me and who I am and, like, what I bring to the university, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I did work with an advisor. Shout out JC.
JC, I miss you, queen!
I love JC. He's my whole heart, but...
King, sorry.
Oh, and I'm looking at.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think as Figly... Well, maybe not all the Figly students, actually, because I met some... entitled Figlies, but I'd say we're pretty down to earth, or we're pretty humble, so we are authentic, or we actually maybe we just didn't know how to play the system. But I like to think I also went with that strategy. I was trying to be as authentic as possible, and like I said before, putting my best foot forward. Like, if you don't take me, that's fine. If you take me, that's fine too. I'm still what I wrote in my personal statement. Mm-hmm. And
you just leave the application knowing that you, like, put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
You tried to show them who you were. Because some people, I guess some admissions people don't even really read. Well, I don't actually know, but mm-hmm. you're just trying to get them to know you through, like, a 650 word little blurb.
Yeah, actually, for us, it was 800.
No. Common App, it was only 6. That was the hard... That was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, is apply to college. It's so stressful.
Yeah.
And, like... Well, I guess QuestBridge sounds way harder, but even, like, supplementals... I was struggling.
I wish I had known that supplementals never end. Anytime you apply to anything in life, which, I mean, maybe that's just stupid on my part, and I should have known this, but every time I'm out, like, if you want to apply to clubs, that's a thing that happens. Not as much here, I mean. Mm-hmm. I think it's more for the pre-professional ones, but why are you at Northwestern? I already told you. I already said.
Oh, tip, make sure to save your every single essay you ever write, mm-hmm. because I don't even write anymore, really. I usually copy paste, like.
You shouldn't be saying this. We have fans.
I'm helping the fans.
No, who are in the offices?
Oh, I don't care. They should know that people aren't being super super genuine.
I am. I am so honest.
I mean, I was genuine.
I am so honest.
I'm just reciprocating the generosity multiple times.
You're just so honest that it's just true all the time. your truth doesn't change.
I feel like that's a good tip to give, because you don't want to keep rewriting stuff over and over again and then chance it where the second time you write it, you miss something important from when you first said it. And honestly, my reason for being here hasn't changed. So
mine has.
No.
Mine used to be. Mine used to be academics. Now I'm here for you.
Oh.
I kind of said it in a way that wasn't like friendly. Yeah, I said it wistfully.
You should say it again. Stay.
Yeah. Now I'm here for you. I'm excited to announce my transfer to the school. Communications, inter-school transfer. I will be majoring in theater. Yes. I love lying.
What?
Huh? You can cut that.
This concludes the third episode of Discount EDU. Next time, we will be giving advice to prospective students as they consider whether or not NU is the right place for them.
I'm Dallas.
I'm Valentina.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Giselle.
Thanks for listening.
Catch you next time. Bye.